Hello, true believers. This is Stevie B for the Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo. When I was in grade school, a few years before actually inviting Jesus into my heart, my mom would drop my brother and I off at the church that we were members once a week for the required classes that were expected of us at that age. My brother and I simply hated going. One day, we decided that we had enough, but didn't want to disappoint mom. So, she dropped us off at the curb, and once she was out of sight, my brother and I took off for the local comic book store two blocks away. That was the beginning of my love for comics. I found those comics to be more interesting than anything the church was offering. It sounds bad, but it was true. That was a long time ago. One of the things that has always intrigued me about comic books was that I could see what they might teach me about my own life and the decisions I made. I would find myself relating to characters and scenarios being played out. Comic books still do that for many people. Now that I have a relationship with God, I know to place my trust in the Bible. But we still live in a world where superheroes have saturated culture and have a great influence on people. I see it as an opportunity to connect with people who don't know Jesus, but do know comics. In his book, Holy Superheroes: Exploring Faith and Spirituality in Comic Books, Greg Garrett says, as a believer, there are some lessons in comic books that, if understood, can be used to relate conversationally with those who haven't met the hero of all heroes. First, we need heroes, and we believe in saviors. Throughout human history, stories have been told of heroes who brought hope, solved problems, and created meaning. Post 9/11, and even now during this pandemic crisis, we recognize the real-life heroes that are taking action on our behalf. Second, we believe evil exists, and while it sometimes appeals to us, we understand that it needs to be conquered. We believe that what the world needs, if not love, at least to diminish the suffering and injustice we see all around us. And third, we all have a responsibility to take action to make things better. People of faith believe in God, but most of them understand we have to do our part. We have the opportunity to be heroes, the healing hands of Christ in the world. As Garrett mentions in his book, we can look for heroes as examples of how we're supposed to live and relate those examples to the ongoing struggle to redeem the world. We can become people of peace, love, and compassion. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, listen to the full Nerd of Godcast show wherever fine podcasts are consumed, or follow us on social media at Nerd of Godcast. I'm Stevie B for the Nerd of Godcast Daily. Until next time, don't go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail.